And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I'm Bronwyn Dannenfeltzer with Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. And I was just having a wonderful conversation. If you missed it, you can pick it up on radio.waterfire.org. It'll be published later on this evening or early tomorrow. But we were talking to Heather Oberg from the VA because the Salute to Veterans Waterfire is coming up. What does that mean? It means 300 torches coming from the State House, the veterans from all different ages and conflicts. And we are celebrating everyone. We've got a resource fair. We're lighting up Memorial Park like you've never seen it lit before. And there's just a lot of amazing things happening. So if you are out there and if you are a veteran, we are still looking for torchbearers. And if you would go to the Waterfire website, you can hit the Salute to Veterans spot and you can sign up to be a torchbearer. The only thing is you must be a veteran, and it's really an amazing experience. It's going to be another incredible, incredible lighting. And again, you know, we've got the Navy band, the Army band, lots of people joining in. And, you know, there's still a way for you to be part of this lighting as well. If you know a veteran, if there's somebody that in your life has been a veteran, we're having people are sponsoring braziers. They've done it every year. And, you know, you do it in memory of somebody. We've done it in memory of my grandfather, Joseph H. O'Donnell Jr., who is a merchant marine and a veteran. And we also, my cousin Stacy Fitzsimmons, who was in the Army. But it's a chance for you to be able to get somebody's name out there. It's in the program. We also have many opportunities for people to help sponsor and support what we're doing. It's very, very large endeavor and lots of fun. And, you know, the next person I'm going to talk to is just part of the heart and soul of Waterfire in so many ways, and is kind enough to always donate a living statue. So what is a living statue? Well, he always donates a living statue, a soldier, for our big State House reception. So what's the living statue thing? Have you been to Waterfire? Have you walked around Memorial Park? That's where you might see some gargoyles or some marble muses or all different sorts of characters. That's 1031 Productions, and they rock. And if you haven't seen them at Waterfire, you've probably seen them somewhere else because they're everywhere. And they just keep getting bigger and bigger. And I have my dear friend here with me, Joe Perry from 1031 Productions. Hey, Joe.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good.
You got that sun coming in right
behind
you. Yeah. Nice weather, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right, 1031 Productions. For those who do not know, one, I think your favorite holiday is coming up based on your name.
Absolutely. For those who never figured it out, that's what it stands for, Halloween.
It does stand for, all right. Now, is that how, can you tell everybody how you started?
Sure. I started the company with a longtime friend of mine, Eric Auger, and we both hark from Burrillville, and I've known him for about 30 years.
Burrillville.
We got big boots in Burrillville. And so we started performing at Waterfire really on a whim 15 years ago.
Has it been 15 years?
15 years, yeah.
Wow.
So we just made some rudimentary gargoyle costumes and thought this might be a good way to get some extra cocktail money. And one of the Waterfire people came over after we caused a little bit of a traffic jam along the Riverwalk and whispered in my ear and said, "We love what you're doing. Just call us next time." So we did, and we found our home to be at Memorial Park at the World War Monument, and we became sort of a living extension of that monument in the city and a big part of Waterfire.
So how many characters did you start with? So I know it was the gargoyles,
It was just the gargoyles to start with, and then we brought in the caratids as the second piece.
And a caratid for those.
Those were the two female statues that have capitals on their heads. So they're basically like human columns.
And all right, so I've got to ask. These are amazing. Did you always, were you always into the arts and
yeah, for us it was really kind of rooted in Halloween, and it was about dressing up and making fantastic costumes and maybe being maybe a little bit the center of attention.
just a tiny bit.
And so that's really where it all started from. And then you know, the short story is we started getting approached by business owners and special events people to be hired to work at various events. and parties, and it just really sort of organically grew from there.
Well, because every year I've noticed that you keep on adding. So to me, there was the gargoyles and the marble muses, and then there was a lot of nature, so yeah. A lot of trees, mm-hmm. and your Grecian urns, the flowers coming yeah. out of them. Where is that transformation, or how has that transformation been? Because you keep on adding now even more. What's this progression?
Well, as part of the business, basically, as we were hired for different events by different people, we were lucky enough to have those people happy with our work and to come back and ask us what else we could create. So really the entire collection, which has now grown to hundreds of different costumes and variations of costumes that we can put together, have really all been the result of custom orders from our clients and commissions from various institutions and companies and private folks.
What does it take? So let's say that I come to you, right, and I say, I would like you to make me a water fire muse.
Mm-hmm.
What's the process, and how long does it take to from that starting point to where you start sketching, I'm sure?
Sure. Yeah, we start talking to the client about what exactly they're looking for. So if it's a historical recreation like the John Harvard statue on Harvard Green, we go up and we do a photo study of it. If they're looking for something that might be a little bit more specific and different and original, then we would generate some sketches for them. It really starts with turning on the computer and going to Google and starting to do massive, like, you know, image searches and research. And it's really fun to sort of explore and find the backstories to a lot of these pieces. And then sometimes it's about walking out in nature and looking at a tree and being inspired by nature's work.
Do you have a favorite kind of subset of the characters that you've created over the years that really speak to you and you say, you know what, these are mine. These are my favorite babies.
Well, the gargoyle will always be my baby. But I think it's really sort of the trees are really magical and beautiful, but you can go really deep into the history and what it is about the backstory on some of the historical figures. So those have become very interesting, as well as the mythological creatures and humans that we do, that we can really discover some sort of interesting facts about them and then incorporate them and use that information to inform the performers to deliver and emote a really powerful performance.
Because what I've also seen is that you moved from the living statue to actual movement. So mm-hmm. I know you've got these beautiful butterflies, mm-hmm. and then there's a whole new branch of 1031 Productions that's actually there's movement involved.
Yeah, there's always been a real story to the movement for us, and it's been important. So when people ask us, how long can you stand still for? I could never really do that. It's really not about the stillness for us. It's always been about the movement, and the stillness sort of punctuates it. So we find that the movements can be basically like sentences or lines in a play or choreography or dance, and the stillness is sort of the period or the punctuation at the end of the sentence.
Can we call it the dot, dot, dot?
Sometimes it's a dot, dot, dot. Sometimes it's an exclamation mark. Sometimes it's an exclamation mark with a question mark at the end of it.
That's fantastic. Well, because I've seen your new studio.
Yes.
And again, 15 years. Over the 15 yeah. years, I'm just going to say, you went to the White House, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah.
When
yeah,
was that?
We've been. It wasn't actually at the White House. It was an event that the Obama administration sponsored and hosted at the for the United Nations. It was really sort of extending the olive branch in part of his new administration, reaching out to a lot of new countries and our. Our companions and other countries that are all part of the United Nations, and that was hosted at the in New York at the Museum of Fine Arts there.
All right.
At the Metropolitan Museum.
So yeah, that's no small gig, my friend.
No, it was pretty fantastic, yeah.
And so, what does Secret Service do with a bunch of trees
well,
and marble muses?
Well, I'll tell you, one of our statues had a wooden sword, and one of the Secret Service people came to me afterwards and said, "Oh, I made a joke to the statue about they better be careful with that sword," and they didn't even laugh. And I'm like, "Well, we don't laugh around the Secret Service. We take it seriously."
Now, do you have a... Actually, we were going to have to come back in a
sure.
second, but I just love working with you guys. I want to talk more about what you've got going on in your new studio.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think when we come back, we're going to talk to Jack Martin, because you've got an incredible Halloween event coming up at the Providence Public Library,
right? The day before Halloween.
Yeah, it's called Mysterium.
Mysterium, the Eternal Masquerade.
Right on. Well, if somebody I'd want to go to a masquerade party
mm-hmm.
with, it'd be you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talking business. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I've been talking to my friend Joe Perry from 1031 Productions. They're the gargoyles. They're all those amazing living statues that you see in Memorial Park that people have come to love. And they're just a wonderful part of Waterfire. And, you know, I want to give a little shout out right now because Eric Auger, who is partners with Joe and started 1031, isn't feeling so hot. So, Eric, if you're listening out there, we're hoping you feel a lot better really, really soon. And then I also want to say, I've got my sister-in-law in town, and she is so cool. So Valerie Dannon actually flew up from Florida. She's sitting in here in the radio kind of broadcasting booth with us, and she just rocks. So anyway, though, I want to get back to this Mysterium thing that we've been talking about. And Mysterium is happening on...
It's happening on October 30th, Friday, right before Halloween. Doors open at 7:30. You don't have to dress up. The attire is black and white or sophisticated Grecian. This is not a toga party.
Sophisticated Grecian. Oh, my gosh. You're going to be checking at the door going, no, I'm sorry. That looks too much like a toga.
Sophisticated Grecian. And we provide the masks, which is all part of the experience. Tickets are $100. It's open bar, full dinner stations by Russ Morin Catering. Wow. And the whole experience of this amazing walkthrough of all sort of private parts and sections of the library, some that haven't been open to the public for a while.
So this is at the Providence Public Library, which I've got to tell you, I remember having on last year on the show, Jack Martin. He was just great. He dresses. Is he not like the most fabulously dressed man?
I know.
Like,
and
in Providence.
And my wardrobe is like black and his is like every single color
in the universe. And actually, I think that maybe we've got Jack on the line. Jack, are you there?
Hi.
We're just talking about how fabulous you are. And Jack, for people who don't know, what is your title over there at the Providence Public Library?
Sure thing. I'm the executive director of the Providence Public Library, and I have to tell Joe that I'm really disappointed. I was going to wear my toga for Mysterium this year. But
you can wear a toga. It just can't be a bedsheet.
Well, you know, at least, Jack, you've got good friends who want a costume and are you know how to do costumes, so you can always go to them for your whatever it is that you're going to wear.
But
I love what you have done with the Providence Public Library and really just bringing back libraries. I know you've been doing a lot of events from even when we talked last year, and actually we should get you back on here on the show just to talk about what it is that you're doing. But tell me a little bit about this Mysterium, because my friend Joe Perry's been really mysterious about Mysterium, and he says that what he gets together with you very early and you start planning on Mysterium like very early in the year.
So we've been planning this since basically since the last Mysterium, and we have to be mysterious because it's called Mysterium. So, but I will say, last year, we had so much fun working with Joe and Eric and everybody from 1031. A lot of what everyone saw last year was inspired by the collections of the library. So, you might see some things this year that are also inspired by our collections. And what we really loved about last year, too, was opening up all of these spaces in the library that people don't normally get to see.
What kind of spaces are those, Jack? I mean,
last year we had a special sort of performance on the fifth floor of the library, which has never really been open to the public until last year when we opened it. So that was really exciting. And then we also used we have seven floors of stacks, and three of them are closed to the public. But for Mysterium last year, we opened up a floor of the stacks to the public and created this amazing maze that you can actually see in the video through the stacks, because who doesn't love to get lost in the stacks of a library, right?
Yeah, totally. But the question is, how do you get everybody out at the end of the night?
That is a good question, and I actually don't remember how we did it. I think we did it with a dance party, probably.
There you go, a little conga line out the door.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right, because I've been asking Joe. I mean, there's no clues, no hints as to you know, what this might be? I told him I was going to, I'm dragging it out.
Don't do it, Jeff.
It's all right. It's all right. But I think if folks look at the video from last year, they'll probably get a sense of what the experience was like last year. And it was beautiful, inspiring, scary, eerie. So I think they can expect all of those elements to really be in there.
And plus,
it's a whole lot of fun.
Where can someone go, guys, to see this video?
Yeah. Well, they can go to wemakepretend.com to see the video on our video page. And there's also, it's on Facebook. It's Mysterium, the Eternal Masquerade homepage or 1031's page. And for tickets, you can really just contact the Providence Public Library. You can go to their site, click the Mysterium button that's on their sort of front page,
yeah,
or even the link at wemakepretend.com as well.
Definitely. And, you know, when Tim Blankenship, who is our website guru, gets back from his well-deserved vacation, we'll make sure that it's up on our website as well,
right,
and we'll post it on Facebook. But there's nothing better to me than to, one, that space, Jack. You guys have done just incredible things with that Providence Public Library. And, of course, Joe, you and Eric are, like, so close to my heart, and everything that you do is just really amazing.
Thank you. And
I'm always just amazed about what I'm going to see next and what the next thing around the corner is. And I know that you have tours of your studio.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of time left. I've only got about a minute. So I just really want to tell you how important and how big you are to Waterfire. Jack, thanks for coming on the line with us.
Thanks for having me. It's always a lot of fun to talk with you, and always a lot of fun to talk to Joe too. And we're, like I said, we're just thrilled to have, we're so excited about Mysterium 2015.
And I need you to come in here and help me with
sure.
my wardrobe, because I'm wearing all black and gray these days.
All right, call me up.
And we know that you got a great wardrobe. So thank you so much, and thank you everyone who's been listening. You've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Come on, people, let's pull it all together. Let's join forces, because November 7th is the salute to veterans. We need your support. Call me or email me at bronwyn@waterfire.org. We need sponsors, we need torchbearers, and we want to really just make sure that this is the biggest celebration of our heroes, men and women. You have done us proud. It's time for us to say thank you. So be back soon, next Wednesday to be specific, between 4 and 5. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. See you down by the riverside.